And now, our feature presentation.
And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of the one person who thinks cheesecake is a pie, it's the most random show on the internet, it's TPK Live! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the only show on the internet that still has no idea what the fuck chocolate gravy is. Welcome to a brand new episode of TPK Live. Look, I have no clue what the hell chocolate gravy is. I have lived in Arkansas since 2010, and I still have never tried this shit.
My grandmother makes amazing chocolate gravy.
Then tell her to make it for me, because
you can't go to her house right now, so it doesn't matter.
This is true. Like, I mean, she could just set it outside, and I could go pick it up.
It's not the same.
Like, could I Grubhub that or something? Is that how that works?
They actually have it at the hospital.
That's
once
crazy.
A week.
That's crazy.
And it's okay. It's not as good as homemade, but it's not bad.
Welcome to Live. Joining me is my wife, Ashley. Figured I'd get that out.
So, it's kind of a thin pudding.
So, why is it called gravy? Because it's not
gravy.
Because
you put it on top of biscuits.
No.
Yes.
Sausage gravy goes on top of biscuits. Butter and jelly goes on top. Sorry for our British friends. Butter and jam goes on top of biscuits, not fucking chocolate. This is still baffled me. As long as I've lived here, when people are like, you should have chocolate gravy, it's the greatest thing in the world. And I'm like, what the hell is
that? Do you want me to make you chocolate gravy?
Yes. Can you make it?
I can get Nana's recipe and I will make you chocolate gravy.
I will gladly enjoy some chocolate gravy.
You just said it doesn't exist. Like,
yeah, well,
you don't think
it
should exist.
I'm going to put it on fucking ice cream like a normal human being.
Why the hell would you put gravy on ice cream? You're going to put it on biscuits or I'm not going to make it.
Why the fuck is it gravy? Because it's not made the same way.
Yes, it is.
So what? It's made with cocoa powder and flour?
Yeah.
What? That's it.
Butter? A little bit of milk?
It's a fucking cookie.
A little bit of salt?
It's a cookie.
It's not a cookie.
If you baked it, it becomes a cookie.
You're not going to bake it, so it's not a cookie.
It's a fucking cookie.
Doesn't have eggs in it. Well, there's no binder. It's not going to stick together if you try to make it as a cookie.
So it's chocolate syrup.
It is not chocolate. It's a chocolate roux.
I'm glad you went that route. You're just trying to shut me up. Cheesecake's a fucking pie.
Cheesecake,
I do not care.
It's not a pie. And the chef agreed with me.
Do you want us?
You will never win this one.
Okay. So last year, I was high as fuck. I'm just going to tell this story as it is.
True statement.
I had smoked some weed that I got from a friend. I couldn't remember my name. I had to wear sunglasses going to a Mexican restaurant on Cinco de Mayo.
You did not have to. You chose to.
I had to.
They knew what was up.
I was so fucking toasted. I'm like, give me some salsa. Like, it was bad. But
I'm pretty sure our table went through, like, three containers of salsa.
It was
and
like,
I ate none of it.
And this is true.
The two of you ate all of the
this
salsa.
This is true. So, I got to know a chef really well. And in my moment of being completely high, I decided to be like, you know, cheesecake's a pie. And they just looked at me like I had punted a baby. And that's the only thing I remember, because I remember sitting up when you gloated like, haha, you're wrong. And I remember sitting up and going, no, you're wrong. And that's it. That's all I remember.
You asked a professional to get an official opinion. You're just mad they didn't pick you.
They also didn't say it was a cake either. They said it was a cheesecake. Like, that's
it. I never said it was a cake. I just said it's not a pie.
It has a crust. It's a pie.
A crust does not a pie make.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
It's a pie.
It's not a pie.
It's just a cheese pie.
It's not a cheese pie. And that sounds disgusting.
It's a thing, though. I don't know what's in it, but it is a thing. You brought me home a cheese muffin.
It's a cheese streusel muffin.
And it was so fucking weird in texture.
It's cream cheese.
I love I love cheese danishes. I think they're wonderful.
It's very similar to a cream cheese danish.
It is nowhere close to a cheese danish.
It does have a weird texture, though.
It was like dense and moist in like the worst possible way anything could be dense and moist.
I'm sorry that you didn't appreciate my muffin. I'm bringing you all of these snacks and desserts because people are continually feeding me at work.
I'm not complaining.
And I'm trying to share with you.
There's a cinnamon roll. I ate a cinnamon roll you brought home at the desk because I've been doing nothing but work. And then you brought home another one today.
And the one today has cream cheese frosting, by the way.
The one today looks 10 times better than the one I had. But it was great with some coffee.
I preferred the one that I brought home to you because I don't like it when they use the cream cheese frosting.
Because you don't like cream cheese.
I do not like cream cheese.
That's weird. That is so fucking... At least I know when you go out to restaurants, though, you will order something else other than chicken strips.
True statement. I only order chicken strips if the chicken strips are good.
Which then they're called chicken tenders. Like, if a restaurant calls it chicken tenders, they're delicious.
Like, there's a couple places that I order chicken, but I order the chicken because the chicken is very good. Sometimes you also order the chicken there.
Yeah, no, there's a couple places I will go out of my way to have a chicken strip or chicken tender because they have the best honey mustard. You know they make it in-house, too. That's how good the honey mustard is. But no.
I don't want honey mustard. I just want legitimate honey.
Yeah, because you're still mad at me for... I know what we were going to talk about this week.
What?
It was our wedding.
Oh.
It's been a long 7 days, kids. We still have not done the cats episode.
We have had a lot going on.
Health-wise, it's just been shitty.
I've been sick. You've been sick.
But
I've
not
had
with COVID. Let's make that
not
clear.
COVID.
Not COVID.
No, like we both have chronic health issues. They are currently flaring up. It has nothing to do with the COVID. We do not have the COVID.
I look like I'm dancing to a whole lot of shaking going on right now. I'm not picking that up. Like I'm having tremors really bad. I know what it is. Like, I've got it pinpointed to at least a couple of things, and...
We're working on it.
It's either a lack of sleep, stress, or a pill I'm taking. It's one of the three, or a combination of all three.
We can only fix one of those things.
So, I'm choosing sleep. And I've been going to bed earlier, but waking up at, like, 2. Jesus.
I've been sleeping better because you're in the bed, though.
I know you have.
I don't know if that helps you.
Yeah, no, it does. Like, I fall asleep, like, as soon as I take the pill, like, 15 minutes later, I'm like, I'm out, especially if I'm not awake. Like, if I'm up and moving, it's this feeling that I cannot explain. And I talked about, like, I thought there were bugs everywhere last week because I hadn't had sleep, but I took one. But this time, I took one, and I actually did what I was supposed to do. Like, went to the bed, I fell asleep, I woke up. I was well rested. I was ready to go. I looked at the clock and it was 12:31 and I went, this is fucking shitty. Like, I was like, it's probably almost 5. I'll just get up. That's a good time. 9 to 5 is plenty of sleep. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I think I fell asleep at like 9:30 because my mother texted me at 9:49.
Regardless.
And I was like, at 5 o'clock, I could get up, have a breakfast sandwich and go to work. Like, that's what I'm a normal person.
It's really weird to get up and you're awake.
And so this, like, I thought that I looked at my phone and it said 12:30. I was like, son of a bitch. But yeah, this last week has been nuts. But that's what we're here for right now. We're going to try to entertain you as the best we can. Probably not, but we're going to try.
Again, long week. We're both a little
I'm wiry
out of it.
But it's. That's what, yeah, we were going to talk about our wedding. Do you want to, I want to do half of that conversation and then save the other half for next week because we're going to run out of topics eventually.
Okay.
I want to talk about, so before we get started, of course, go pick up one of our books from Random Evolved Media, Invincible Heart by Brian Tate and Kendra Satter, or Keys to Childish Scrawl by Cindy Johnson. Both amazing books. Both you will not be able to put down. And coming up next week is a random 99 cent sale. So if I haven't told you. My idea has been that I hate that sales are only at holidays. I hate it. I think it's shitty.
Okay.
So instead of just doing holiday sales, we're just going to do random 99 cent sales on books.
Okay.
So next week will be our first random 99 cent sale. And
Why do you have to turn your head to the side to say
so
that?
So it's not yelling into the microphone.
Why not just talk quieter?
No, it's more fun to... Because anybody who sees me actually says it, I'm going to do the same thing. It's a marketing. I've become
is
that...
Is there a reason I keep you?
It's not for my dick.
Is there a reason? Why are we here?
Money.
No.
Good night, everybody. So, yeah, that don't forget to pick up our books. Our store is going to reopen soon. We got some fun. What a crazy week on the website. I started doing new satire articles because fuck. And then we saw UFO this week. It's a crazy week.
Things are getting weirder.
And you can hear about aliens next week if you listen to the buzz. We are not talking about COVID next week. We are talking about aliens. Yeah. So if you have alien-related questions for our new show, send them to tbkmagazine@gmail.com.
Because apparently aliens are news now.
Yeah, no. Well, I guess not aliens, but unidentified flying objects. But I'm sorry, but there's aliens.
Aliens.
Yeah, no. It's all I could think of every time I see that video. It's just... I see Giorgio Tsoukalos just sitting there in that fucking meme. Just, I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens. Like, that's all I see constantly. But it happens. It happens. All right. So now that we got the stuff out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So going into our wedding, have me and you talked about our marriage counseling sessions? Like, I talked about it with Sharon, but I've never actually discussed it with you on a show.
I don't think we have.
So the most awkward thing for us is, so we got our church for, we still pay, but we got it for essentially free. And one of the requirements...
Because wedding venues are freaking expensive.
Yeah, no, we looked at different places and how many? Like 10?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, you know, your grandmother's like, you could use the church. Sure. Not my first choice because I wanted to dance and have some booze afterwards. But in all fairness, we did get to the hotel after our wedding. And instead of consummating the marriage, we fucking fell asleep.
I mean, you know, priorities.
It was like, we didn't get there till what, one?
It was late.
It was super late.
We also left our... wedding and stopped and got Burger King drive through. So
yeah we did, because that's how life works. We also deposited some checks.
We did.
That was fun. But that, so we do the marriage counseling thing because that was a requirement.
We and had to do like
12 weeks.
It was a ridiculous number.
Luckily, in our, something worked out our way where we didn't have to go so many weeks because he was like busy and we were busy. Like, life was happening. We only had to go to like 4.
Yeah, but it was 4 too many.
It was 5 too many. The first week, it's almost like the questions are trying to pit us against each other. I don't know. It's one of those really bad reality shows where they're doing the confessionals. And they're trying to be like, this person said you're an asshole, and they go off on a tangent.
Yeah.
That's exactly what, like, 2 of those sessions were.
Yeah.
It was just questions in a confessional trying to get us to turn on each other. And you're sitting there looking at me like, can we just leave now?
Like, I want you to know that I still blame you for the fact that we had to have marriage counseling. Mainly because I didn't want to have a wedding. I was okay with going to the courthouse.
Yeah, but you're
and signing over a marriage license.
I would have been fine with that. But also, I think your grandparents would have been so mad that we didn't do that.
Like, I think they would have been fine.
I don't know. If they couldn't have been there, I don't know. Like, I feel like your grandparents would have shanked me. Like, that would have been the moment they would not have liked me. I kind of want to keep that rapport. Just say it.
If they didn't like me so much, I'd think they'd like you more than me.
I think they might. I'm kidding. I'm, they do not. There is no way in hell they like me more than you.
They like you a whole lot.
But
we've discussed. I'm the favorite.
It's
been explicitly stated.
Yeah, by everyone. This is not a known thing. It is a known thing. This is not something new that I just randomly walked in. Well, I mean, I did randomly walk into it. But again, it's not... It's one of those things I didn't expect.
Yeah.
Yeah, those first two sessions were just... It was a car crash.
Right? It was awful.
It was bad. And it was constant. It was just question after question. Like, have you guys had sex? And my smart ass attitude wants to be like, we did the loophole. If you don't know what the loophole is, it's butt sex.
Yeah. And that's how we didn't get married. Yeah.
Like, there's part of me that's like, I want to be the smart ass here and answer this dumb. But I didn't.
But he did find out that we were living together.
Oh,
and
Lord.
He told us that God was mad at us because we were living together before we were married. And we know that, right? He just wants to make sure we know that. And our family should not think that that's okay. What we neglected to mention was that we were living with my grandmother that went to his church. We never told him that.
No, but we did.
Because she had had... not her house, but like several houses on her street had gotten broken into, and she was worried because she was living by herself.
Yeah, a lot had happened in our first like year of relationship.
It's a lot of shit going down, so it's like, well, your lease on your apartment's just run up. We're about to get married. Let's wait till after we get married to move into a place of our first house. We'll go stay with her for a couple of months and make her feel better.
Yeah, because I was up all the time anyway, so it was great.
And you work from home, so you were able to be home with her, and she was a much happier person.
The hardest time running this business and running this magazine was living with your grandmother.
I know.
Because she would just be, at all times, like, you want to go to Walmart? And you can't say no, because if you do...
That makes you the asshole.
That makes me the dick, and I don't want to be the dick. Or it... Or she's going to get sad. And I don't want that either. So I guess I'm going to Walmart. Yay! And I had very little time to actually work on my own stuff unless it was like 2 a.m. So I think that might be where my really bad insomnia kicked in.
I would believe that.
Even though I had it forever, it was really bad during that time frame.
I mean, you had to have it.
Yeah, and I was getting up at like 9 and I was like, this sucks. Going to bed at like 4, getting up at 9 on an everyday basis.
That was also when I was working second shift and staying up weird hours.
Yeah, you wouldn't get home until like 2, like 1. It was rough. So yeah, we're doing marriage counseling on top of all of that. It was a weird time.
It was a bad time.
But that third week, we had to go into different rooms and fill out this godforsaken worksheet from hell.
Packet. It was a packet of worksheets.
It was like 10 pages long of... There was questions on there about our sex life.
Questions about finance, about what kinds of things we were expecting from the other person. And then we had to compare it, like rate 1 to 5. What's the most important? What's the least important?
1 to 15. And it was all these different things. And I just... Wow.
How important is family? How important is it to go for your job? Like, it's, oh my God. Do you think that we've never spoken to each other? Like, is this what you normally deal with? Like, do people not, like, is this like 90 day fiance? Like, what is normal here? I'm aware you did. I know you did. That's why it's funnier.
I think I was engaged for 90 minutes.
That's why it's funnier.
Oh. By the way, kudos to her. I just saw she liked something we shared, and I was like, I didn't even know you were still existing. So, we're still friends.
Good for her.
I just want to let everyone know, I'm friends with every ex but one. On social media. Every ex but, okay, two. I take that back, two. There's one that just still hates me. It's because of a story I wrote.
I know this. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's that and my ex-fiance. I'm actually... friends with some of the exes. I've had some we had a terrible time, but it was also a bad time for me. And I realized that when you do your own, like when you look back at your own stories and you go, oh, I'm the villain. Fuck.
I am only friends with one of my exes. I don't have as many as you do.
Thanks. That makes me sad.
I'm only friends with one of them.
Thanks. That makes me feel really bad. I am older.
You are.
By like 100 years, if you listen to you talk, when we're like, why are you giving me the cue?
I love you.
You always called me old. Like, any chance you get, you're like,
because you are.
Oh, God.
You remember a whole different set of things about growing up than I do.
Because I had the good shows.
I still only watch cartoons.
But I still had the better cartoons.
You did not have the better cartoons.
Oh, bullshit. Tell me one cartoon you grew up with that's better than Rocko's Modern Life. None. Answer.
That was too adult for me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, tell me a better cartoon you grew up with than Rocko's Modern Life. Because there isn't an answer to this.
You're off topic.
There is no topic. It's
marriage counseling.
Well, I mean, after that packet, is there really anywhere to go from there?
That was terrible.
And we did that for one other week. And then, like, it was 6 weeks till our wedding and just crap happened. And no one could get together. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever.
It was wonderful.
We only had to do 4 of these instead of 10. How the fuck would that have gone on for 10 weeks? Like, do you have 10 weeks of, like, questions? Because I'm sure after that fucking packet, I was like, there's nothing else to ask.
By the end of that, I don't know if he would have married us.
I walked in there with like a pride bracelet on one night and didn't even realize I had it on.
Run to the bathroom real fast.
Oh, son of a bitch. Slightly take that, gently take that off my wrist, going, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. He did, however, do the marriage is what brings us here together today at the start of the wedding.
He did. I will give him that. And I mean, he is a nice enough person.
Guy. And I know this is what every pastor has to do before they marry someone.
They don't have to.
A lot of them do, though. Like,
they don't have to do that much.
It's their own personal, it's like a, it might be a church thing or whatever, but it cracked me up, though, because he gives me his, like, I don't want to say script. Because I don't think that's the right choice of word.
He gave you his it was his normal script, and he's like, this is what I usually say at a wedding.
Change whatever you want. Change whatever you want.
And it's still not the same way that I wanted it to be, but it's okay.
Oh my God. Well, I got when did he give that to me? Like 4 days before the wedding?
Yes.
And I sat there and went, son of a bitch. So I'm sitting at the computer looking at that going, how in the hell am I supposed to rewrite all of this in like 4 days? And not all of it, but they're like the opening and then our unity ceremony, because heaven forbid we write that fucking out. Oh my God. That became a fucking deal.
We could have just gotten rid of it.
But people were pissed off at the idea of us getting rid of it.
I wasn't. And it was my fucking wedding.
I had been talked to by certain grandparents that a unity ceremony had to be in.
The majority of the things that happened at the wedding were not the things that I wanted.
It was not the things I wanted either. Well, I did change the unity ceremony completely, though.
Most of the things were not the things that I wanted.
But you have to give me credit.
You did good.
On the fly. So every unity ceremony sucks.
Truth.
It's either a candle, string, or sand, and all three are boring as fuck. Take your candle, light another candle. What the fuck is this, 1912? I don't want to do that. Or the sand one, what is it, they just pour like their colored sands in like another jar where the sand mixes.
Yes.
Woo! It's like every craft fair I've ever been to. It's like the one person who never can understand how to do crafts, but they can put colored sand in a fucking jar. And the string one makes that, what, one string and another string, they tie a knot together. It's the most boring ass shit. And anyone who had that at their wedding, I'm completely sorry for trashing it, because it sucks. It is the absolute drizzling shits of boredom. I've been to a few weddings, and all of them in that part just go to shit. Like, I'm done. Like, I want to play fucking Candy Crush on my phone at that point. That's how bad those are. So I rewrote this whole thing. I rewrote the opening. I'm like, what Bible verses do I want? Can I just put in Jesus wept? That's the only one I really wanted to put in. I changed my mind. And so we get to the unity ceremony, and I'm like, how can I make this the most awkward thing for him to read and it still say us? Because I had ideas. We ended up going with the sonic screwdrivers from Doctor Who. And I quoted the show. Like he read Dr. I shouldn't find this as funny as I do, but it's great. Because he had no idea what he was reading.
No, he did not.
Because he had to say TARDIS and other things. Because I remember, you didn't hear this conversation. So before the wedding, one of my groomsmen brought in a bottle of liquor. We took shots. I'm not going to say which one because I will get them in trouble.
Yes, you will.
But she's awesome. And no, it's not the one you're thinking either. So we've all got the smell of alcohol on our breath, and he walks in, and all of us just kind of freeze because we put pants over the bottle super quickly. Like, we just threw a pair of fucking pants over it because we had no idea what to do. And he's talking to me. He's like, I need to talk to you about the script. And he goes, can you explain this? Coach, I guess. I mean, it's from one of our favorite shows. And he's like, explain the show to me. Oh, son of a bitch. It's about an alien with two arms who can time travel.
But he saves people.
But he saves people because he's called the Doctor. What's his name? The Doctor. Wait, what? It was great. Explaining a nerd property when you're a little tipsy in a church is not how I expected our wedding to go. But we did. And our wedding was great.
That was the point that I was fully dressed in my little room, unable to sit down because of my corset.
Eating Walmart popcorn chicken.
Eating Walmart popcorn chicken because nobody thought to feed me.
Not my fault. I cannot be blamed for this because I went with one of my other groomsmen.
Also, nobody gave me booze.
That is on your bridesmaids and that is not on me. That is not my responsibility to provide the wife with booze. That was not my job description. Have I told the story of what happened with my phone?
No, you haven't.
So the one thing you requested of me was what?
Do not have your phone in your pocket. Leave your phone in your dressing room.
Okay. So I'm like, I'll silence my phone. It'll be okay.
No, that is not what I told you to do. I asked nothing else of you other than don't have your phone on you. That was the only thing.
You sound so pissed about this.
I am still pissed about this.
Do you know what the notification... Okay, so my...
Yes, I'm aware of what the notification was. I don't give a shit.
My phone. So we're standing there, and I think he had just... Like, he paused. We're probably, in what, 2 minutes into the wedding at the...
Mm-hmm.
I rubbed your uncle's head. When I was running down the aisle to Bailey's WWE entrance thing. I really wish I could have got the wacky inflatable tube, man. Like, I really, really wish that could have happened. Like, we didn't have the time to get them, but we were going to...
You didn't know what you were doing until the last minute because you procrastinate.
No, I didn't want to tell anyone what I was doing, but apparently I had to rehearse that shit, and that pissed me off because I'm like, I don't want to... Nah, I hate that because I've never been one to rehearse anything. So if I rehearse something, I just automatically go into, like, I just stop. And it doesn't turn out as well. Like, that's why I never studied for test. Never studied for a test in my life. Knock on wood, I never failed one.
Yet.
Yet. When I do fail one, it'll probably be an eye exam. But, so, he does the delivery of the beginning. The marriage is what brings us here together today from the Princess Bride. Because if I'm going to pick anything to start a wedding, it's the fucking Princess Bride. Which is going to be on Disney Plus next week.
Yay!
So about 2 minutes into that, my phone goes, doo-doo! It's a Facebook notification. And you get this look. I can't explain the look, but I think last week, if anyone who listened to the show and I explained your Nana's look of death and how Lily would explode people on How I Met Your Mother, it's that look. And you gave me that death look for a good minute. Like, it was just like a solid minute.
Were our wedding videoed, you would have been able to see it.
It was videoed. Not close up, but you could have seen it. However, when my phone goes off, you can hear all three groomsmen start to giggle. Like, behind me. I don't know if you know that, but like, and then I just looked at a couple of your bridesmaids' faces, and they started laughing. Like, they were giggling, and you're just, you have not taken your eyes off of me, and you are pissed.
I am angry. I want to cry. I want to leave.
So I've never revealed what the notification is to anyone except for like you and Sharon. But the notification was someone live streaming our wedding on Facebook.
Doesn't matter what the notification is. We wouldn't have heard the notification if your phone wasn't in your pocket.
Wouldn't have heard the notification if I would just set my damn phone on silent.
You said you did. But also, your phone shouldn't have been in your pocket. Your phone should have been in the dressing room where I told you to put your phone.
Which was actually just the Sunday school classroom.
Doesn't matter. I didn't have my phone on me.
With tiny chairs.
I didn't have my phone.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect someone to live stream our wedding at that exact moment, because everyone I knew that texted me was in that fucking room. We had pie. You did do a really cool cake, though.
Were I slightly more dramatic, I would have stormed off the stage. That is how angry I was.
Are you glad you didn't?
I'm not sure.
Damn it. We're married now. You can't take that back. I mean, you can, but I don't want you to. I have not done that stupid thing yet. So, hey. If my phone going off in my pocket at our wedding is the worst thing that happens, I'm okay.
That wasn't even the worst thing that happened to me that day.
No, that was bullshit. I won't get into that because that throws people under the bus. But that was bullshit. Yet, we had family members step up and save that situation.
They did. No, my experience on our wedding day was not a pleasant one.
Mine was. I went to Walmart and had chicken wings.
Like, across the board, everything was wrong. Everything was bad, and I did not enjoy myself through the entire thing.
Yeah, you and I had completely different experiences. Like, if you hear the story from Ashley's point of view, it's like, I hate the world. Fuck. You hear it from mine, I'm like, I'm frolicking through the fucking flowers.
Yeah, no. My day on the day that we got married started at 5 a.m.
I was up.
And it went downhill. Immediately.
I was up with you, though. I still helped as much as I could.
You were up, but you did not go to the church with me to finish the wedding cake.
No one would let me! Well, I couldn't be there because you surprised me with the wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't be there.
I'm aware. But we had to go at 5 a.m. to finish the wedding cake.
So I was... I don't know what the hell I was doing. I might have just went back to bed. But no, because I fell asleep when we got to the hotel and afterwards, so I really don't know what I did that morning. I may have just had a bowl of cereal, because I think that's what I had.
I didn't even have breakfast.
I'm surprised you didn't eat any of the cake. The cake was awesome, though. It was checkerboard. It was blue and white.
Blue and black.
Blue and black. It was pretty cool. Was not expecting that.
Just for you.
Cake was good. Cake was surprisingly good, because I'm not a cake fan.
Specifically made the one that we had to keep funfetti.
Yeah, there you go. But we did have a lot of pie.
I think you had like 8 pies.
And I ate 3 of them. I'm pretty sure Sharon's husband ate like 2 of them. Like
Our party favors were cake.
Yeah, no, like you're just getting cake to take home. We don't care. And then my bestest Minch decided to drop a speech during our reception, which I did not expect. Which Sharon, I think, read on live.
I think so.
Yeah, it's like episode 92 or something. Oh my god, that was 100 episodes ago. Fuck me running. Because I know I asked her to be my bestest mensch on 81. Because that's the actual title of the episode. God, it might be like over 100 episodes ago. So we're coming up to 200. I still don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Fun stuff.
It can't be like 100, so... And with all of this happening, I don't fucking know. We're going to come up with something, though. It might just be a minute long. Just be like, happy 200, we're out.
Shortest podcast ever.
Oh my God, that'd be great. That actually could be funny. I got to tell everyone, last week I talked about discovering Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now, what, into season 5?
Yes.
Yes. So I have waited for you for every episode of this show.
Yeah.
I have not binged ahead, because if I start a show with you now, I'm telling myself I have to keep that show for us.
I appreciate that.
Because I tend to just storm ahead.
That's why I haven't seen all the episodes of Parks and Rec.
Which I will gladly restart with just you. Like, I will just watch them with you and not storm ahead.
You have said that several times, and you always go ahead without
me. I am making my promise.
You have done that with Parks and Rec, and you have done that with The Office. And I'm not going to watch them by myself.
I will gladly do it again. But if I do it, I do it with you, because I try not to watch those on my own. That is my plan. I've been trying to watch new stuff. And I have. You gotta give me that. But we started Schitt's Creek, and I'm going to make this statement now.
Okay.
The love between David and Patrick is the most pure relationship I have ever seen at any sitcom in the history of television. That's including The Office and Parks and Rec.
Wow.
I think their love is better than Jim and Pam's. I think it's better than Michael and Holly's. And I think it's better than Leslie and Ben.
It's pretty wonderful.
Like, there's just something about their relationship that warms the cockles of your heart. It honestly is the best thing I've ever seen out of a sitcom. Because it just happens so organically compared to everything else. Like, with Jim and Pam, it was stretched out for 3 seasons and they just had it in your face the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Ben and Leslie is probably the most organic.
Yeah.
Compared to this. But this is... If you've never seen Schitt's Creek, it's about this family who loses everything because of inside. Like, somebody takes all their money and they lose everything. But they owned a town. He bought his son a town as a joke, because the name of the town is Schitt's Creek. S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Yes.
And they have to go there because they own it and they can stay at the hotel. And it's so funny. Because, like, at first... Like, every sitcom, the first 2 episodes are hard. Until he delivers that joke where he, like, says the line from the Garth Brooks song just all nonchalantly. That was the moment I was like...
We're done. Hooked. We're good.
Like, I'm going to finish this. And, oh my God, it has been so worth it.
It has been a wonderful show. I'm actually really sad that we haven't watched it before.
No, and it's because of Katie from Platonic Love Ladies. So if you've not seen it, and I said it last week... If you've never seen the show, this show is so wonderful, you need to see it. Because we've watched 2 seasons since the last episode of this show. Or 2.5.
Yeah, it is a really easy binge watch. Which is kind of a problem.
And the episodes the seasons are short. They're only 13. They're 12 or 13 episodes long.
Because it's Canadian.
I fucking cried at the end of season 4. Like, I fucking was bawling. Like, that episode at the end of season 4 is so great. It's a Christmas episode, too. It was so good.
Always cry at Christmas episodes.
I always cry good. That's the thing with sitcoms, is I'm probably more likely to cry at a sitcom than I am any other show. Because if you suck me in with humor, you can make me cry or you can make me scared. That's why Paranormal Activity fucks with me. Because the first one, they suck you in with the humor. For, like, the first 30 minutes, there's jokes. It's actually funny.
I can't watch the movie because of, like, the found footage.
Oh, yeah, you can't do
thing.
Yeah, it makes you seasick.
Yeah, like, I have really bad motion sickness, and I get incredibly nauseous, and then I will vomit in the living room, and we should not do that.
No, it's bad. It's really bad.
It's the same reason why I've never seen The Blair Witch or Cloverfield.
You're not missing anything, if that helps the situation.
I don't feel like I am.
Like, those movies are bad. They're just,
I mean, the start of one of the Hunger Games movies, I almost had to walk out of the theater of, like, when you're, like, running through the fields.
Were you ever...
Or through the woods?
Have you seen Where the Wild Things Are?
No.
Okay, don't. Because I had to sit in, like, the front row for that movie, and because it just had come out, and the theater was packed, but there's a ton of running. And if you're sitting, like, that close to the screen and you're just, like, going back and forth like you're watching a tennis match. It's bad. It's really bad. Apologize, because I know you can hear her yawning.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to lean away. I have a hard time watching Star Wars Episode 1 through the pod races.
I just have a hard time watching Star Wars Episode 1.
2 is way worse. I'm okay with 1.
No, 2 is really bad.
2 is way worse. I don't know if I've mentioned that on here, but after you watched all of the Star Wars at Christmas time.
Jesus Christ, that was a fucking
I watched endeavor. All of the Star Wars in order, because I'm not a glutton for punishment.
I did not watch them in order.
And as I was watching Episode 2, all I can think is, dear God, have I ever actually seen this movie?
No, because Episode 3 is so good compared to the first two. It's like, not even funny.
I remember Episode 1 because everybody's seen Episode 1 50,000 times. Like,
still mad Qui-Gon died.
You remember Episode 1. But as I'm watching Episode 2, like, I remember bits and pieces, but my only thought is, like, have I actually seen this movie, or have I seen clips of this movie?
The only thing that honestly stands out in Episode 2 is Yoda. That's it.
Yeah.
And you get to see Yoda fight with a lightsaber for the only time in the series. So amazing.
Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's all that mattered.
No, I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, I don't know the last time that I had seen Episode 2. I know that I watched it in the theater when it came out. I could not tell you the next time that I watched that movie. I don't know if I ever watched that movie again.
It was that bad. Episode 2 is bad. It is.
It's forgettable, and there's nothing of substance that you have to watch with it.
I mean,
there's no reason you have to watch that movie.
There really isn't, because you can skip it.
Like, there is nothing big plot advancing
outside
that
their
you
love
have to see.
I mean, granted, all there really is the love story. And, I mean, that's
nobody wants to see that. It's a bad love story.
You know, Stephanie Meyer's got a countdown clock on her website right now. For May 4th. I'm guessing. I think it's Twilight. Yeah, it's Twilight. It's not E.L. James. No, it's Stephanie Meyer. So she might be releasing a new young adult series, is my guess. Or she's going to dive into the Twilight realm again.
I'm going to have to read it and review it. I have to.
But at least it's not C-Spot Fuck. So
it's
there's
my
that.
Job. It is my job. I have to do it.
I'm. Those books aren't terrible. They're not bad.
Have you gone back and reread them recently?
No. Will I? No.
Go back and reread them as an older adult, and it's a bigger problem.
It's not as bad as 50 Shades.
Side note.
Which started as Twilight fan fiction, if you
true
don't know.
True statement. Side note. I have gotten stale on what I've been watching, and Netflix told me to watch Legends. Or no, not Legends, or Legacies.
Legacies
is what it was. And I watched the first episode, and this is not bad. And then I found out this is the second spinoff of Vampire Diaries, which I've never seen, mind you. And it's like, oh, shit, well, do I have to watch that first? No, apparently it can be a standalone and whatever. So it's got 2 seasons. They're good. I enjoyed it. I watched it. It's maybe more young adult than probably what is targeted towards me, but I enjoyed it. So my thought is, well, I'll go back and I'll watch Vampire Diaries. There's like 8 seasons of that. It'll keep me busy for a while. That's fine. It's really bad.
Only thing anyone ever talked about that show is Ian Somerhalder, and that's it.
I don't think he looks that good.
I don't either. I've never seen the appeal as him.
He's gotten a little better looking through the season, but like that first episode, he looked rough.
It's not True Blood.
I'm 19 or 20 episodes in. Like, I'm almost to the end of the first season. It's still not good. Like, it looks like the first 6 or 8 episodes especially is a bad Twilight ripoff.
You want me to say something that's going to piss off every fan out there?
What?
I'll get every hate letter in the world.
Do it.
I feel the same way about Supernatural Season 1.
Supernatural Season 1 is a little rough.
Because if you watch that show and you watch Season 1, Season 1's bad.
But there's a difference. This is 5 years older than Supernatural. Like, this was 2010 that this was going on, that it was
right, but
terrible.
It is the CW, so it's going to be cheesy.
It is still the CW. But no, like, it's a bad Twilight ripoff with the...
Well, I mean, it was that time. Like, that was...
Twilight was earlier than that.
Not for the movies.
For the books?
Then, well, yeah, but True Blood came out in, like, 2009. Just, I think that's right.
Also, the books came out from that earlier.
Yeah, no, the books out on everything earlier, but at the time it was vampires and zombies that started being the thing for some ungodly reason.
I mean, vampires have kind of always been the thing if you know where to look.
It's not as big anymore. It's not as the pop culture phenomenon that it was 12 years ago.
It's died off because it was overdone.
Boy, you got Twilight, True Blood, Vampire Diaries, and there was another one. All there in a span of like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much. It's too fucking much.
And then when you got to season 6 of Vampire Diaries, then they had a spinoff that was The Originals, which was another solely vampire show that had 5 seasons.
Of course it did.
And then you go to this next spinoff, which was Legacies, which started in 2018, which is only partially vampires.
Oh, it was...
But also a boarding school thing.
When did Hemlock Grove come out? About that time, too?
16, 17-ish.
That show was bad. That show was really
bad. But I thought that was werewolves.
And I thought there was vampires in that, too.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. Sharon did.
I know some other people that did. And it's got a cool transformation. But
she said it was terrible, so I never watched it.
No, you sounded British. What the fuck? We just watched it's a Southern thing. How the hell are you sounding British?
I don't know.
You know, that... The vampire craze. I don't know how you're watching this still. Like, I can hear it sometimes, and I go, because this just sounds bad.
I keep hearing it gets better.
Okay, so is in better as in how? Because
I don't know.
Because there's two different... This goes down two different paths. Because if it gets better, does the writing get better? Or does it turn into how Supernatural is? Because if that's the case... Yes, yeah, sure. Because Supernatural, as look, if
season 1 is rough, like it's got questionable storylines and really, really bad special effects.
The special effects don't even bother me because, as a Doctor Who fan, the special effects cannot bother you. Like, Doctor Who special effects are terrible.
They're not that bad.
I'm pretty sure they're from Windows 98. They're bad.
I enjoy it.
But like, I'm watching that first season of Supernatural, and I like Jensen Ackles a lot. And I like Dean from Gilmore Girls.
But Jared Padalecki.
All I could think of with Gilmore Girls.
You like Dean and the other Dean.
Yeah, no, I like Dean and Dean. Like, I did that whole TBK Investigates article about how he changed his name. It's great. But there's just something about that first season that just feels 100% like, okay, I don't know if it's because they took over the show. Because they did. At some point, the two of them started producing it. And that could have changed things. Somewhere along the lines, either they got new writers or different creative minds came in. Because that first season, if it would have continued that way, that show would have only ran 2 years. That's it. Something changed.
That did get a lot better. Psych. And especially about season 4, it really took off and hit its stride.
Season 5 is the best season of that show. I still think that.
5 to 9 is great.
Psych is the same way. If you go back and watch season 1 of Psych, it's got the lovable, like, it's got the quirkiness, but it doesn't take off until the guys who play Sean and Gus become producers. Because then it's like, it's a completely different show. Like,
they know who they are.
Well, they go from this, like, half, like, mostly serious show to this straight up, okay, we could be funny. And it's that quarter serious, but mostly funny lines. And then when they get into a serious situation, it's a really good serious situation. And Lasseter's fantastic. And there's a second Psych movie coming for the Peacock when it launches. And I'm all here for
it. I know you're really excited.
And it's all about Lasseter. And it's called Come Home Lassie. And I'm fucking excited. Because I know the guy who plays Lasseter has been through hell.
He has.
And I think he's back to acting again.
That's amazing.
So... I'm really, really excited for that.
Speaking of Supernatural.
Yeah, because he's on that too.
Yes.
But so that's what you've been binging.
That is what I've been binging. And it's actually been really hard. But I'm going to stick with it because I have been told it gets better. But right now, the storylines that I know that happen in the newest show and like the timelines don't add up.
Because
some of the characters are the same from this one and from the third show, and it doesn't work. I don't understand how it's supposed to work. at some point, either it's going to figure itself out or I'm going to have a very angry letter.
You're going to totally throw a bitch fit.
I'm going to throw a BF. It's going to happen if they do not get their shit straight.
So I have to point this out yesterday on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I should go 2 days ago on Twitter. So since I've been writing satirical news.
Yes.
Like some of the stories have been kind of funny. Because like the one story of Trump and saying to inject. It's fucking cleaner. Disinfectants and using UV light to clean, you know, to clean mm-hmm. the body on the inside, which sure became this. I was like, I can run with this. I can see if I can start writing this style because it's not easy. And then the Kim Jong-un story happened where no one knows if he's alive or dead. So that story.
I mean, he's dead, right?
I don't know. But that title became the world's biggest Where's Waldo enthusiast cannot be found. And I was like, that's fine. The next day, I had this idea of using the movie Clerks as my, I guess, plot for the story for this article where the governor of Georgia is trying to tell people that the state's open and he makes a sign out of shoe polish. So I posted to Twitter like we do every article and I tagged Kevin Smith because I was like, okay, this will be funny. I'll see what happens. And then he liked it. And I went, oh no. Which, I mean, I'm super excited for because I drank a beer at 9:30 in the morning. I did not fucking care I was that happy.
You gotta celebrate.
Yeah, no, because as someone pointed out on my timeline in that, on commenting on that, time's just a fucking construct anyway. So, especially now.
Truth.
And I was like, fuck it, I'm excited. I'm gonna celebrate this. Then, so I know that it got shared to other people in the circle of people I know that enjoy that movie.
Yes.
So I was really happy about this. I'm writing Cloud 8 because I can't say Cloud 9 until the next day. But it has taken me a fucking month to write an article. And I've been talking about it on Striking a Chord when I record with Manda. And the dang article is this countdown of the top 10 Taylor Swift music videos. Because I love Taylor Swift.
You do.
It's almost borderline unhealthy.
It's a problem.
But I really love her music. So it's just happy all the time. It's just happy to me. So I went, okay, I'm going to watch every Taylor Swift music video and try to count this down. I have been talking about doing this since fucking February on that show.
Well, there's 54 Taylor Swift music videos. It's hard.
But you can only... I was like, do I rank all 54?
No, it's dumb.
And I was like, this is not good. I could do a ranking thing where people could vote and rank it, because we now have that on the site. I haven't used it yet, but we have that.
Not like, for this.
I was like, I don't want to do that either. So how many do I choose?
It doesn't matter what the fans like.
I considered doing 15. I considered doing 20 at one point. I was like, I'll just make it 10. And then I realized I had 16 videos to choose for 10. And went, ah, fuck.
And that's where the problem started.
So I'm like, if I choose this video, I rewatched every video in that 16 at least 5 times. At least. And by the end of it, my number one changed so much. Like, it was going through puberty. I eventually settled on a new music video of hers for number one.
Which is not a bad thing.
No, it's Lover, and it's a great video, but it's like this really sweet and love. Like, it's a really good video. It just makes it gives you that warm, fuzzy feelings.
That song legitimately makes me very, very happy and makes me cry.
No, I think I even said
like,
it
under in a the, good way.
Yeah, I think I said it under the video. I was like, every time I hear the song, I just want to hug my wife. It's in the article. But a Taylor Swift news site that covers everything Taylor decided to go. Well, here's their countdown. Son of a bitch. Rest in peace to my Twitter mentions. Because, oh my god. All day long, it was comment after comment after comment. Like, I forgot Out of the Woods. People were pissed that I put I Knew You Were Trouble on the list. Because it's like a mini movie. People were mad that I chose Lover as number one and not Look What You Made Me Do. And I go, you are the same people who hated this video when it came out. Fuck. like people are mad. You Need to Calm Down was in the top five. People are mad. Blank Space or not? Yeah, Blank Space was number 9.
Things grew off,
and I was like, oh my god.
Personal preference, personal list. Make your own list.
So all day, I'm getting comments and tweets, and I just turned into Wendy's on Twitter. Like, I don't know what it was, but I was like, I don't care. Like, someone goes, why in the world did they choose Lover as number 1? And I responded back going, because the writer put it at number 1? with the shrugging emoji, which has now become my new favorite Lord. Just sarcasm emoji ever. And something like, can you imagine that they would choose Lover as number 1 and not Look What You Made Me Do? And I responded with a gif from Schitt's Creek. Can you imagine it? Can you? Like, it's just all day, just these sarcastic statements back. Like, this list is such a disappointment. That's what our mother tells us too. I mean, it was just comments like that all the time. And I got a message from the news site going, hey, don't take anything they say to heart. And I was like, I don't care. Like,
this is free publicity. Thanks. Okay,
cool. Yeah, no, that's not what I said, because that's true. But I was just really happy. Like, it sparked a lot of conversation. Awesome. You know, people agreed. They were not happy with my number 1. But at the end of the day, I'm going to sound like Eugene from the Try Guys. I'm right. You're wrong. Shut up. And that's where I was at.
It's your list. If they want to make their own list, they are more than welcome to make their own list, but they've got to get their own website to do it on.
Yeah, no. Don't go through Bluehost. And that's where no, actually, they probably should go through Bluehost. But
well, then their list would never be up for anybody else to see.
But I don't. It's been a crazy 2 days for me on Twitter, where I go through the Kevin Smith thing, and then I go through Taylor Swift, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Why is this happening? I'm not complaining, but oh my god, all day. All day yesterday. I'm like, then they started tagging us on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh Lord.
So I was like, I'm not even looking at those. I don't even care. I know Twitter tells me every time someone comments on it. The mm-hmm. others will not. So I was like, I'm not dealing with this. I'm over it.
TBK out.
Yeah, no. I almost muted the conversation twice because, like, I think we had over 2,000 notifications yesterday alone. And that's just on the Taylor Swift thing. That's not counting everything else we get notifications for on the tweeters.
Ain't nobody.com for this.
I told you I was going to use tweeters at some point. We just watched the Parks and Rec reunion. That was awesome.
The Parks and Rec reunion was amazing.
My eyes welled up with some waters at the end of that. That was really good. I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it, but it was really, really good. Ben Wyatt was trending on Twitter because he did the thing with the puppet. I'll tell you that much. And they actually compared it to the photo from the first time he did the thing with the claymation puppet.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same pose. Movement, shirt, everything.
Of course it is.
I was like, that's great. If you get a chance to see that, you should. They do this whole social distancing Zoom calls, and it is so worth it.
It was wonderful.
It was a good way to spend an evening for 22 minutes. That's why the show's going up late, honestly, because we wanted to watch that.
Not even gonna lie, we ate fajitas and watched the Parks and Rec reunion.
And that's how you spend a fucking Thursday, kids. We gotta talk about Drag Race.
Okay.
Last week's episode was Choices. 2020.
It's hard to believe that we haven't talked about this yet. I feel like this was like 4 weeks ago.
I know. It's been a long couple of weeks. It's been a long week. But the judges were Jeff Goldblum and, oh God, I can't think of her name. Rachel Bloom.
Rachel Bloom.
Oh my God, who needs to go in the hall? Fucking My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's a wonderful show.
It is.
But it's it's hard for me to get into the 40-minute shows right now.
Yeah, because your brain doesn't work for 40 minutes nope. consecutively.
Nope. And if it does, it's a documentary. Like, I can handle that, but I cannot handle a show.
I can't believe you haven't watched Tiger King again yet.
I am with Brian. It's coming up for an episode of Are You Still Watching? Brian and I are watching all the original 7 episodes. We're not doing the We're not going to commentate over the interview one.
There is no sense in commentating over interviews. That's ridiculous.
But that's coming up. But yeah, Drag Race, they do the mini challenge where everyone's a cat. And they have to... And they're trying to be Miss Kitty Girl.
And we learn that Heidi does not know what a cat is.
Yeah, because she chewed on stuff like it was a dog's chew toy. Jackie Cox channeled her inner...
Eartha Kitt?
No.
No.
Julie Newmar.
Yes. Sorry.
And I was here for that. Fucking here for it. 100. Jada's probably the best at quick makeup I've ever seen on that show.
I am so confused by this.
Because I think they have, what, 20 minutes to get ready? And she was full bluff, like, perfect. Like, you can tell she has done makeup in the car on the way to shows because she had that down.
Yeah, like, 100% done.
$20. You know what? That's something they should practice before going on that show. Like, just at home, being like, I'm going to try to do makeup in 20 minutes. And just keep going at it and going at it until you can get it done in, like, 15.
So, this has been one of my gripes through watching all of these. Because I got into Drag Race late, and I binged the first, what, 7 or 8
seasons? You still haven't seen seasons 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, but, like, I binged a bunch of seasons all at once.
Yeah, you watched 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and we were watching, and 9 was getting ready to start. So, we watched 4 through 8.
Like, in 3 days, we watched 5 seasons.
Yep.
And this has been a complaint of mine through this entire process. You know things that you're going to be expected to do. This is not a new competition. You have some idea of things that you need and skills that you should have.
We're looking at you, anybody who fucking sucks at Snatch Game.
Or anybody that doesn't know how to sew.
Yeah, no, if you're going on Drag Race, you have to know how to sew.
Anybody that hasn't worked on their dancing skills. Anybody that hasn't taken a freaking improv class. You know these things will come up. Fix it. You aren't just randomly selected. You send in an audition tape. You are actively trying to get on this show.
Yep.
Make it worth your while.
Yep.
Don't come on the show and be crap at it. I understand somebody does have to go home the first week.
You should see the first season. It's pretty rough in this department, but you don't know what to expect.
The first season, maybe the first two, maybe the first three. You're not 100% prepared. But by the time you get to a certain point and the same things happen every time, you know what's coming up, honey. You know that these are things that you should be able to do. And you should try to do them well.
Yeah, last week's episode was during the cat challenge. We've learned things. But I also am really pissed at how this episode went down.
Okay.
Not because I'm going on the same argument as last week. So we get to the main challenge, which is they have to come up with a debate. And they have to stand on this platform.
Uh-huh.
And Crystal was glitter on everything.
Crystal was Crystal.
Crystal was awesome.
She had glitter and mullets. Like,
it was great. I can't remember Heidi's, but it was good.
Closets.
Yes, Closets, because of her last name. That's what it was. Gigi was doing her robot impression again, really poorly this time. Okay. Jackie was doing this whole Canada thing, which got kind of old, but I still enjoyed the shit out of it.
If there would have been just a little bit different, I think it could have gone a lot farther.
Yeah, if it would have been like a different style of delivery every time, it could have worked. It could have worked.
If it had been a little more seamless and nonchalant in the delivery, it might have gone over a little bit better.
Like if you would have slipped in a boot, like that would have been perfect. Like just, I know what I'm talking about. I mean about. Like it was kind of like that, but it was like really, really, how do I put this? It was just, it wasn't as good.
It still wasn't terrible.
No, it was better than Gigi's. And then Jada's was fan-fucking-tastic. Because it really was attention deficit. Ooh, squirrel. Because the whole time, like, you know she knows nothing about politics, and she's just trying to be funny.
Look over there!
And it worked! Because it caught Jeff Goldblum off guard, and he was laughing.
You know that you've won something when the judges are laughing at you.
But at the end of it, Widow just pretty much yelled at you.
She was way too actual politician.
Oh no. I wanted to write this in the power rankings, but it was pretty much Widow was Hillary Clinton.
Like, I'm not going to say it's a bad thing, but there is a time and a place, and this was not the time or the place. We are not actually trying to be a political activist here. We're trying to be funny on the Drag Race. You can have a point to make, but you still have to make it fun.
So we get to the runway looks, which is red, white, and blue.
Stars and Stripes.
Stars and Stripes extravagant. That's what it was. And everybody's got these all-American looks. I still think I love Crystal's the most just because it was this.
All of the things.
Did you see that she had worn the shirt in male mode earlier in the season?
I did not.
So at some point during the season, she has worn that shirt in boy mode.
That's great.
Which cracks me up even more because that's the first queen to ever use clothing from both sides.
I appreciate that.
I'm calling it now. Crystal wins. I'm going down this route now. I'm going to say it now. But so we get to the runway looks and there's some good ones. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah.
I think Gigi's was a look of her first week, pretty much.
It was good, but all of her looks are good, but all of her looks are perfectly tailored. But we've already seen it.
Widow made a statement.
It was very, I appreciated it a lot.
Celebrating Black culture and the Black Panther movement, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to say this until the day I die. Jackie Cox's fucking runway look is a fucking political statement that was fantastic.
And beautiful.
Like, she looks so amazing and made a statement that is going to possibly change drag. Because we might start seeing queens in hijabs now, which is fucking awesome. Because I haven't seen a queen perform I haven't seen queens of Muslim faith. I don't know. I know there are, but we haven't seen that. How cool will this be if this starts an entire movement for an entire culture?
Yeah. Like,
that was so crazy awesome. I've even got chills talking about it. Like, I get that it's Drag Race and it's not something that should be politicized at times, but it was so good.
Unfortunately, any time that you're looking at something that is a part of the LGBT community, it's always slightly political. It's not going to always be on purpose. This was. But just in general, things aren't meant to always be political, but they're going to be made out to be political.
And Jeff Goldblum asked a question. Mm-hmm. And people roasted him for it, but I honestly believe he genuinely just wanted to know.
He's a really weird dude.
If you've watched his Disney Plus show, you'll know.
Is really fucking weird.
In a good way.
And he asks really fucking weird questions. And he doesn't mean it in a bad way.
I think he was just trying to learn.
And that's the difference. Like, you can ask all of the questions in the world if you're asking from an actual place of...
You didn't know.
...ignorance and please teach me these things.
He talked about Gigi's tuck, and that's one of the funniest, most uncomfortable things I've ever seen. Like, that was uncomfortably funny. But the bottom two is Widow and Jackie. And I am fucking livid. Not because Widow's in the bottom two, because her performance in the actual challenge was bad.
Yeah.
Her runway look, though, was better than a couple of the others. Jada won this week, and her runway look was fucking great.
It was.
Like, this was Jada's best week. So, but Jackie's in the bottom, and I'm sitting there on the couch just mad that it wasn't Gigi.
It should have been. It should have been.
Gigi should have been in the bottom.
And this might be her week to fall off.
Don't know. We'll know tomorrow.
It's not that I want her to fail. That's not the issue here, but this is her week. She's got to do better.
It's either going
to
be her or Sherry Pie this week. That's my guess.
I would also be happy with Sherry Pie being gone finally. I'm really tired of her
old shtick.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it is. She just plays an old lady all the time.
It was fun for a little bit.
It was fun until she did the Katharine Hepburn thing.
Yeah, that's where you lost me, because that was inappropriate.
It got really awkward.
That was inappropriate.
Yeah, it was really
awkward.
It's
not awkward.
Funny. It was just awkward.
Making fun of a neurological disease is not funny.
So we get to the point where they do the lip sync. Jackie does it in a comedic way. Widow does a powerful way. Two totally different styles. Both very good. It wasn't the best lip sync for your life ever, but Jackie won. But I'm like, Jackie shouldn't have been in the bottom anyway. But only thing we're going to talk about from this episode. They made Jeff Goldblum cry. Like, he was so moved by their lip sync.
He cried.
That's something I've never seen a judge do. Like,
Jeff Goldblum's a really weird dude.
But it was also these two powerful looks that are political at the same time. And you're just like, wow. I think this is one of those episodes that will always be talked about. I don't know if it's ever going to be talked about in a negative light. Because of Jackie's moment. Like, I thought Widow was going to win that and just, like, this is Widow's time. And then Jackie came out and what she wore. Like, I feel bad for Widow because I think everyone's going to forget her look now. What a week. This has been the best episode of the season, though.
And then on top of that,
Celebrity Drag Race was awesome.
That was great.
I did not know who any of these people were, though. I will make that statement. But by the end of the show, I loved all three of them. I kind of know who Nico is, but...
And I mean, the one is a guy on a show you just don't watch. Like, the guy from Riverdale. Like, it's not that you don't know him. You just don't watch the show. Like, it's not a big deal.
It was him and Nico, and I can't think of his last name. It starts with a T. And a stand-up comic. And, like, the stand-up comic had just lost his mom, and he saw his mom when they made him over, and...
And looking at the side-by-side of him,
they
and
looked alike.
Oh, Lord.
And he started crying. And it was just, by the end of it, you love all three. Their snatch game was fucking better than any queens from season 12, with the exception of one.
No, I think they were better than all of them.
You think that was better than Gigi's Robot?
Yeah.
Like, all three of them killed it in the snatch
game. Gigi's Robot was okay, but it was not amazing.
Like, all three of them killed it. Like, one was Chrissy Teigen.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart and drag, which was Kavina Hart. So funny. And Lucy. And that was something they were worried about, because it's like, if you choose Lucy,
there's a reason nobody's done it.
And Nico killed it.
It was great.
It was one of the best Lucy impressions I've ever seen. And especially on that show. And the dude from Riverdale won. But it was just...
Did you see how fierce he was in those heels by the end of that thing?
No, that was awesome.
I was like, how do you get that good?
I don't watch. We don't watch shows very often that has such just like happy feeling at the end like that. And that was one of those that I was like, I could watch this every week, even if I don't know who the celebrities are. Because by the end of it, you're just like, it's warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. It's like drinking hot chocolate at the holidays. It was so good.
And we've got a couple more episodes of that.
And there's four of these. I do think I think they were taping this, though, when everything started. That's my thought, because I feel this wasn't supposed to air right now.
Okay.
I think this was supposed to air after season 12. I think this was supposed to start and go like a few weeks and then lead into All Stars. That's my thought.
I'm okay with this, though.
We're going to cut some things out of this show just so we don't run out of topics for the next few weeks. But we are going to do something. Next week, let's just talk about this, though. There's a website that released a collectible item.
Oh, Lord.
That is fucking the dumbest motherfucking thing you will ever see in your life. It is from the White House gift shop, not affiliated with the White House. I have to make that clear, because that just makes it worse. But because I could see somebody possibly doing something like this, but I feel like it would be more tacky than a coin.
Full on dinner plate collection.
Yeah, no. A COVID dinner plate, but it's a COVID-19 collector's coin. What the actual fuck?
Of all of the collector's coins, let's do the global pandemic.
Which says we fought the invisible enemy, and
ridiculous.
Oh, it's
is what
bad.
It is.
It's really tacky, and it's selling for $100 goddamn. And then this led me to thinking about all the random shit my mom bought when I was growing up that would be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars when I got older. And there's a ton of those, like the fucking steak quarters. So the first time the state quarters came out, like the first five states are released, they did five every every year.
For 10 I remember years. These.
Yeah. Now they're doing parks, which is really cool.
Those look way cooler than the state ones did.
Yeah, no, the fucking state quarters though. So my mother buys a roll of all 10 years of these. Like every state she had a roll of. Because she's like, these will be worth some money, Richard. They aren't. They're worth 25 goddamn cents.
That's it. They are worth money. Face value, but still money.
She bought Elvis stamps. They aren't worth shit. They're like worth $20. I think she paid 40 when she bought them. Like from the postal service, which is not on her. But I know there are some like valuable stamps out there. But it ain't the ones that were super popular. Like the Princess Diana Beanie Baby is probably the most expensive thing she owned that she bought during like a big craze of things because she wanted that really bad, and it sold at an auction. Like that's the only time I remember that. She had some Budweiser beer steins too from the first run that were like $700 a piece, which it's probably
beer steins are always good value. But they hold.
It was the first time Budweiser had ever released beer steins, and they were really pop, like those sold well.
Yeah.
Outside that, every other collector's item she had was complete dog shit. Like she had, your granny has this too, those fucking Taco Bell talking chihuahuas that you could get in at fucking kids' meals.
Yep.
Because she thought those would be worth a ton of money. Like she would randomly buy Happy Meals at McDonald's when she thought the toys would be worth money. And we had a butt fucking ton of toys that made absolutely no goddamn sense why we had.
My grandmother bought the talking chihuahuas because she genuinely liked them.
The Taco Bell dog was adorable.
For a lot of years, she had them displayed on a shelf in her living room.
Yes! I'm here for that.
And I mean, like, almost 10 years displayed on a shelf in her living room till my grandfather made her put them away.
That makes my day.
And I used to hate it because I wanted to play with those stupid talking dogs and she would not let me.
Like my mother bought wrestling action figures because they were new and she's like, they'll be worth a ton of money. Don't open them. I'm like 11. Fucking I want to play with the figures. Damn it. Like she was mad that I opened one. Like she got really pissed at me for opening one.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like I almost got a belt for opening it.
Well, you disobeyed her. You deliberately disobeyed her.
And guess how much it's worth now? Like fucking 30 nothing.
To, like $30.
No, it's like $5. And she paid like, I think it was like $25 at the time. It's ridiculous. Like, yes, there are some expensive collectibles, but it's not going to be the fucking commemorative coin shit that you see on, as seen on TV shit all the time. Those are never worth money. And the fucking collector's plates. I don't know if anyone you know has ever bought any of those outside the fucking dude who did the Campbell soup can art. Was it Norman Rockwell? Yeah, because, I mean, that's honestly the commemorative plate king. Because every art piece that he ever did is probably on a plate or a soup can at this point in life.
You have a Campbell soup can mug.
I know. I was drinking coffee out of it this morning.
No, I don't know that I don't know anybody that had that. Like, my grandmother, the same one that had the chihuahuas, had a collection of Garfield comic strip mugs.
But she really loves Garfield.
She really loves Garfield.
So that's a little different.
She collected a ton of Garfield stuff. Like, not anything in specific, like, just Garfield.
Her dog just walked out of this room so sad.
She wants to go to bed.
Yeah, no, because I got her up early. Our dog's like an old lady. It's great. Like, if she's not in the bed, she ain't happy.
I mean, she is a senior dog.
She is. We're talking about... Yep, there she is.
She is just shy of 10 years old. She is a senior dog. She deserves naps. But, and you're not taking naps with her during the day.
I'm not. So, yeah, no, it was... My mom collected some weird stuff, but it was never anything dumb. You said you had a fucking box of buttons?
They were my great-grandmother's buttons. It's a large cookie tin full of buttons. Some of them go back to like the 30s and 40s of buttons that she's collected off of clothing items.
Fucking buttons.
I can't explain the buttons, but I'm not the only one that has a box of buttons. Several other people that are my age have buttons either from their grandmothers or their great-grandmothers that have kept large amounts of buttons. I don't understand what the point in keeping the buttons is, but I also never saw my grandmother get rid of anything without cutting at least one button off of it and putting it in her box.
So was it a sentimental thing, or was she actually collecting buttons?
No, she would use the buttons and sew them onto other garments.
Oh, so it wasn't like a collection of buttons as much as it's a practical box of just a ton of buttons.
She very rarely used it, though. A lot of them were sentimental buttons, and she could tell you what the buttons came off of.
That's impressive.
Like, she could tell you what coat it came off of and who it belonged to, and sometimes she could tell you the year. Like, it was ridiculously impressive. It's like, I can't remember what I did last Tuesday.
I can't even tell you a math problem anymore, but if she could remember all those damn buttons.
I can't remember what I did last Tuesday.
What do you have to misplace out of your mind to remember where a button came from, by the way?
I never saw her misplace anything. She was amazing.
This is
the same lady. She lived in a pretty small town. She actually lived outside of a very small town, which was next to a slightly larger town that was big enough to have, you know, like a McDonald's and a Dollar General. Some livable things. And I was so excited because I would spend weeks at a time with her in the summer. And some mornings we would go to the McDonald's for breakfast. We'd go into the McDonald's and we'd get our food and we'd sit down. And we would be sitting there in this booth at the McDonald's. And she would point out people as they were coming in. And she would tell me what their name was and how we were related to them.
That's not creepy.
Because we were related to literally the entire town. 100% of the town I was related to.
That brings up a lot of questions.
This was back 2004, 5-ish. So I'm sure that I'm not still related to the entire town. Surely some new folks have moved in by now. It's been long enough.
I have a lot of questions.
Hopefully.
I have a lot of questions.
But it was a real weird thing. And I didn't appreciate it then because I was too young and I thought it was weird. But I would really do anything to be able to have a conversation with her now.
I get that.
Like, I would appreciate it now. I did not appreciate her when I was younger, and it makes me really upset with myself.
But if you're related to the whole town, doesn't that mean the town's related to themselves? And does that mean
Well, I mean, I have two different sides of my family tree.
So, does that mean the two sides were just boinking all the time? Because probably
and I mean, some I'm only related to by marriage. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
I had to go.
Literally everybody.
I feel like it's a safe question to talk about because the way you said it, I'm just like, we just incest fucking all the time. Because
a lot of my family is related to a lot more of my family because we have a pair of brother and sister that married a brother and sister. And I didn't.
The brother didn't marry their own sister.
Two brothers married two sisters.
We have to point
there is
out.
No incest. There is no incest. It did not happen that way.
I have to.
Thanks for that.
Well, got it. Got to talk about what we got to talk about.
A pair of brothers married a pair of sisters, and I didn't know for a really long time that everybody is not actually related.
It happens.
Because I would go to the family reunions, and it's all the same folks.
And that's how that works.
But everybody's from the same small towns, and all the people in this family married all the folks in this family, and we all related to each other now.
Because that's how that normally goes.
It is a small town in Arkansas.
No comment.
It is also this town in Arkansas, and another small town in Arkansas. I got a lot of family in this small town in Arkansas, too.
So our fans...
I can tell you where they at.
Oh, God. That 90s tournament is still continuing. The second round is almost over. Actually, the second round is over. I have not posted the winners yet.
Ooh.
But it is the Fads, etc. side, and that's what we're going to do, because I said we were going to do this last week, and somehow we forgot it. So, here's where we are. So, you have been voting at tbkmagazine.com for the most 90s thing.
Yes.
I don't know how better to put that. Which one of these items will say the 90s the most. You guys have voted for this. We are almost to the Sweet 16 in this tournament.
Ooh, yeah.
And right now, the movies that have moved on, Brian chose perfectly. I want to point that out. Clueless and Clerks.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne's World and 10 Things I Hate About You is in the Sweet 16 for music. It's Wonderwall versus Sex and Candy and Don't Speak versus Ironic.
I'm a little surprised Don't Speak moved on.
I'm not. It destroyed in the first two rounds. Like, just destroyed.
But it was against Bitch.
And against Tub Thumping. And it destroyed both of them. It is going up against another song that has destroyed both of its competitions, too. So we get... Yeah. Actually,
I think this is where it loses.
I don't think any of the music vote has been close.
People are very into their 90s music.
Like, Sex and Candy has been moving on with not any issue.
I think it's going to be Sex and Candy and Ironic in the
I don't know. I'm not making a prediction.
That is my official prediction.
Which it is funny because Manda predicted on her show it was going to be Wonderwall and Don't Speak in the final. So
maybe. Maybe.
Or Wonderwall and Bitch. I can't remember. But I think it was Wonderwall and Don't Speak. And then in the TV side, it's Friends versus Boy Meets World. And Fresh Prince versus Buffy.
The correct answer is Fresh Prince.
As much as I love Buffy, yeah. It's gonna
overall, the correct answer is Fresh Prince.
It's gonna be Fresh Prince versus Boy Meets World. I'm calling it now. I don't see Friends making it past Boy Meets World.
The correct answer is Fresh Prince.
There are two different...
That is my final four answer.
There are two different sets of fans there. You have the Friends fans, and then you have my generation who grew up on Boy Meets World. That's going to be a fucking fight.
I did not grow up on either.
Which is really weird, because Boy Meets World is the time frame. Well, I guess it isn't.
I'm too young for that.
You're not, but you are. It's weird.
I am, though.
So the other matchups are Fads and Etc. And because we've never actually done this...
Let's do it.
We are going to do all... We're gonna pick who makes the finals. You're going to pick who makes the finals, actually.
Okay.
And I will tell you who the people voted for, and I'll announce who's made the Sweet 16 on this show. So, all right, it is retractable color pins. I love these things,
by the
way.
They are pretty wonderful. You can still buy them.
I know, but they're just not as good. For some reason, like, and then there's that occasional, if they were the right kind, you could get both colors to come down at once.
See, I liked the ones that were the 4+.
Yeah.
And if you unscrew the cap at the bottom, then they're all exposed and you have to like hold it in your hand a certain way, but you can write and it writes like in 6 lines at once.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's my favorite thing.
Retractable color pins versus Dunkaroos, which are making a fucking comeback.
Dunkaroos. The answer is fucking Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos did not make
it. I am aware
the
they didn't, and it is a fucking travesty.
The paper fortune teller things, which I'm sure I still can't make.
I need to try to make one.
Versus Tickle Me Elmo.
I'm going to go Tickle Me Elmo.
It was the paper fortune teller that the fans chose.
Tickle Me Elmo is way more 90s.
Tamagotchi versus Goosebumps.
Tamagotchi.
Goosebumps moved on.
This is funny. I have never read a Goosebumps book.
They're good. Some are good. Some are terrible, but some are really good.
I was too little and I was scared of them.
Also, that's the first time I ever got introduced to the Choose Your Own Adventure. Was in through the Goosebumps series.
I used to read the Choose Your Own Adventure books, but never the Goosebumps ones.
Zima versus Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo?
Beanie Babies
never
versus...
Never had a Zima.
Nah, they're terrible. Beanie Babies versus Magic Eye posters.
Beanie Babies.
Love the Magic Eye posters, though, and I'm really surprised that made the tournament, but kudos to everyone who did that one. The OJ Simpson car chase. That's why it's etc. Because Super Nintendo and the OJ Simpson car chase does not fall into fads. The OJ Simpson car chase versus JNCO jeans.
The OJ Simpson car chase.
That is what moved on. And so did Beanie Babies. The Rachel haircut versus the Furby.
Furby.
It was the Rachel haircut that moved on.
Furbies are possessed.
The weird S drawing versus Pogs.
Weird ass drawing.
I fucking love Pogs, though. I was like, Pogs would have won any other matchup, by
never
the way.
Never even had a Pog. Never seen a Pog in person.
They're not. It's just a piece of
It's a cardboard circle.
Yeah, did you hit with a metal circle? Like, it's great. So your matchups would have been...
Yeah, my matchups are completely Incorrect.
Dunkaroos versus Tickle Me Elmo.
Dunkaroos.
All right, you're picking Dunkaroos to make the finals. I already know where this is going. Tamagotchi versus Super Nintendo.
Tamagotchi.
All right. Beanie Babies versus the O.J. Simpson car chase.
Beanie Babies.
And the Rachel haircut versus the Weird-Ass Drawing.
Weird-Ass Drawing.
The Dunkaroos versus Tamagotchi.
Dunkaroos.
I know that's what you're picking, damn it. Beanie Babies versus the Weird-Ass.
Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies or Dunkaroos?
Dunkaroos.
Yeah, no, you did not pick what's going to make the final.
I don't give a shit. Do you know what's going to happen when Dunkaroos are back out on the market?
You're going to buy them.
My ass is going to be at the fucking store buying a shit ton of Dunkaroos.
Social distancing, of course.
I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to wear a hazmat suit if I have to. I don't give a fuck.
So we're going to announce who's making...
Buying all the Dunkaroos.
We're going to...
Fuck your
kids.
Wow.
So we're going to announce who's made the Sweet 16 in that 90s tournament right now.
Let's do it.
It is a matchup between the retractable color pens and the paper fortune tellers.
Okay.
Moving on to the Sweet 16 is the goddamn paper fortune tellers.
Wow.
And I'm a little surprised on that.
I really need to figure out how to make those.
And also moving on into the Sweet 16, it's Goosebump Books versus the Super Nintendo.
It's Goosebumps.
It is Goosebumps. I'm a little shocked by that one. Also moving on in the Sweet 16, the matchup is Beanie Babies.
Come on.
Hold on. I just saw the vote count. Hold on. This might be the most lopsided victory I have seen.
Okay.
So I'm going to just want to make this statement clear. So when I do the tournaments, I set it up to where it goes by hundreds. Mm-hmm. And if it goes by hundreds and it's tied, I can actually download the sheet and see where the
exactly,
actual video
yeah.
count, the actual vote count is. So if I need to, I can I can do this. 29,000 to 2,000. I don't exactly know what the number is, but I know it's that range. Beanie Babies versus the O.J. Simpson car chase. Beanie Babies might have just had the most lopsided victory of any tournament we've ever done.
Beanie Babies is way more 90s.
Beanie Babies is going to win this tournament now.
I mean, maybe.
And the final matchup, and I've got to guess it's the weird ass. It's the weird ass drawing, 24,000 to 4,000.
Damn.
So the two biggest winners in this is going to be
Beanie Babies and the weird ass drawing.
And that is coming up and starting Saturday. The Sweet 16 begins in that 90s tournament. My God.
This is something.
This has been the best tournament we've done.
This is something.
So I think that's going to wrap up this.
I think it has to at this point.
Is there anything you would like to add?
I'm ready for fucking Dunkaroos.
Yeah, you have not shut up about the Dunkaroos. I've had Dunkaroos in the 90s. I'm just going to let you know, they're not that great.
They are amazing. And if you don't like them, we can't be friends.
Why can't we be friends?
Like, you might have to move out.
Oh, my God. Great. You're going to kick me out in the middle of a pandemic. Do I look like I work for WWE? On that note.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to hell. On that note, next week, we'll have another episode of Live. We're inching closer to number 200, which is just insane. If you have not checked out this week's episode of Writers Uncensored, you need to. And the reason I bring this up is because we've never had a bookend on the week like we're about to have. Ashley got up and left me. And I don't know what she's doing. We Brian Tan, who is one of the hosts on that show with Kendra, goes off on a rant that you need to hear to believe. And that's how our week started on TBK Radio and TBKMagazine.com. And we're ending it with another fucking bang. If you think you've heard stories on this show before, you have not heard anything yet. Tomorrow, listen to Borderline I keep wanting to call it Borderline Problematic for some reason. Listen to Borderline Problematic. One of the hosts on there gets arrested. Find out what happens.
Like arrested to the jail arrested?
Has a court date because of what she did. I cannot give any more away because if I do, you won't listen.
But which one is it?
Yep. It is not who you think it is. It's the other one.
But that doesn't tell me who it is.
Find out what happens and listen to Borderline Problematic tomorrow at TBK Magazine, TBKRadio.com, and on your favorite podcasting app. Don't forget to rate this show. If you give it one star, you give it one star, I'll send you a horrible gif. Next week, we're going to try to do things. We're really at that point in life where we don't cover anything and there's no news. So I'm saving the news that we have for this week for next week.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to watch the first episode of a certain show before I talk about it. Reno 911's coming back. It's May 4th.
Oh, yeah.
It is May 4th.
Oh, that's Monday.
Yeah.
That is Monday.
Yeah. A lot
Side of note, May the 4th.
Yeah. Hope you, the new the Rise of Skywalker will be on Disney Plus on Monday.
Cool.
Which means Cinecraft episode, because I have to do it. So everybody, that's going to wrap up this edition of Live. We will do Cats this weekend. I promise this time. Look, you can hold me to it. If we don't do Cats this weekend, I'll send everyone who emails me a dollar. Which now we have to do Cats.
So that yeah, way, I ain't paying nobody nothing.
Which is why we're going to... the wife has vetoed this idea. It might be Monopoly money, but I will send you a dollar. It's a doll hair. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week. Is there anything you would like to say? You want to say goodbye to everybody?
Good night, everybody.
We will see you next time on Live. We're going to end this show like we do the last few episodes. Joe Exotic, you know what to do, sir. Take us home tonight.
I am not cutting my hair. I'm not changing the way I dress. I refuse to wear a suit. I've had some kinky sex. I have tried drugs. I am broke as shit. I have a judgment against me from some bitch down there in Florida.